As we settle, we can appreciate that what is arising now, we can appreciate that it's lawful, the lawful continuation of all things past. It's not a mistake that the body feels like this now. It's not a mistake that the mind is like this now. And the real question in terms of practice is how to relate to the body and mind now. The Buddha said that a person with no ardor, no wholeheartedness, no concern for the results of one's actions is incapable of awakening, incapable of unbinding, incapable of safety from bondage. So there's this very relevant question, how the skillfulness or unskillfulness of how the mind relates to what is arising. Or how is it that the mind can set in motion good results so that the present moment has the taste of what's good, what's wholesome, the taste of freedom, and also sets in motion what's good, what has the taste of freedom, wisdom, and compassion. So we've been doing a simple body scan meditation the last several weeks. We'll do that again tonight. But remember, we're just using this particular meditation technique, body scan, in order to set in motion wholesome results, to cultivate, to relate in a beautiful way to the present moment. So we begin by simply waking up to the experience of the head. In the most direct and simple way, feeling the head, the top of the head, the sensations here, as they are, with acceptance, and kindness, and a real interest in feeling the top of the head as it actually is now, including the sides of the head in both ears, and the back of the head, feeling the skull and the forehead and brow. Relating in this wholesome way with real interest, a willingness to be close, be real with the sensations, and to accept, to allow them to be the way that they are. So even if the sensations are non-distinct, we're allowing things to be. In a way, it's a real blessing to be present with the body in this way. Feeling the head and then begin to feel the entire face. Perhaps feeling the air touching the skin. And not being afraid to inhabit the experience of the face and head, to be intimate, to feel the muscular tension wherever it might be in the face, to feel the sensations of the eyes and the eyelids, any movements. To feel the nostrils, the breath moving in and out of the nose. Feeling that simple touching. being interested in the experience of the mouth, the jaw, the teeth and gums, the tongue, the lips. Clearly knowing that the head and face is like this. And recognize the wholesomeness of this, not forgetting the head and face, this continuity of mindful presence. Although simple, there's something deeply healing, deeply right about the continuity. About the continuity of mindfulness. As we let the attention come down into the neck and throat, relying on qualities of generosity, a generous attention, a patient and forgiving attention to the neck and throat. A willingness to be clear and intimate with the sensations here. This quality of truthfulness, truthfully aware of how it is in the neck and throat now. Non-distraction, non-denial. The Buddha and our teachers teach us that we can transform the past by relating to the present in a beautiful and wholesome way. So we're practicing very directly by relating to the neck, the throat, all these sensations here and now in a wholesome way. Fearlessness is a wholesome quality of mind, so we can relate with fearlessness, real interest, kindness, this resonant knowing the neck is like this now, the throat is like this. Inviting in this wholesome awareness into the tops of the shoulders. Noticing how trustworthy it is to be relating to the body in this way. Interested in the shoulders as they actually are now. Not needing to judge, not needing to fix. And most importantly, not forgetting the shoulders, not spacing out, being wholehearted or vigilant in the not forgetting. Not forgetting what it is the mind is paying attention to. It's a real gift to allow the shoulders to be the most important thing now, deserving of a full attention. patient attention. And when you're ready, from the shoulder joints opening, receiving the experiences, sensations of both arms, from the biceps and underarms down slowly through the elbows and forearms, eventually all the way to the fingertips. Be willing to challenge whatever's in the way of being interested, whatever's in the way of sustaining this generous and kind attention. Why not open to both arms as they are? Receive the sensations exactly as they are now. You might even notice a quality of gratitude or appreciation arising from time to time in the body scan. Feeling the upper chest and the upper back, and we'll slowly move down through the torso. Take as much time as you'd like as you bring this generous and kind and clear attention. Collarbone, feeling the upper part of the rib cage, the structure of the rib cage, the lungs and the upper shoulders, or the upper back rather. Little by little, let this interest draw the attention down through the torso, not afraid to connect with whatever it is that's arising or presenting itself. Feeling the movement of the rib cage in the body, the movement of the diaphragm and lungs, the beating of the heart. Is it possible to relate to the solar plexus, the kidneys, in a beautiful, wholesome way? What would that be like now? The entire abdomen, bit by bit, all the digestive organs, the lower back, sides of the back. Noticing the different beautiful qualities of mind present, like patience, gentleness, fearlessness, ardor, wholeheartedness, and begin eventually to open to the entire structure of the pelvis, down to the buttocks, down from the lower abdomen to the pubic bone and the groin, the hip sockets, the floor of the pelvis, the anus, everything's included. Hip sockets. And learning to rest with the ringing truth that the pelvis is like this. This is how it is now. Again, continue the practice by relating to both legs in a beautiful, wholesome way. What does wholesome interest look like? How does it arise? What is the effect of being interested, alert, receptive, allowing both legs to be sensations in the knee, the sensations in the shin and calves, allowing everything to be, the ankles, all the sensations in the feet, both feet, all the toes. And of course, when the mind does get distracted, perhaps gets involved with unwholesome states of mind, notice the immediate consequences, the immediate effects of worry or judging or fantasizing, wanting, whatever it is the mind gets involved in. Notice how these are constricting states of mind. Exactly opposite of the wholesome, generous, wise attention to the body. So you can begin again silently now. Move the awareness from the top of the body down to the toes for the next 8 or 9 minutes. Maybe you can do a few more rounds depending on the speed. Or if you prefer, just relate to the whole body as a whole. And again, we're cultivating wholesome qualities of mind, wholesome intentions. And the body scan is just a vehicle to support the cultivation of wholesome states, wholesome qualities. This is our opportunity to relate to the body in the way we've always wanted to be related to, with wisdom, with kindness, patience, with respect. So we can practice this with the body now. Buddha talked about the great advantage, great benefit of association with the lovely, with the beautiful. He meant this, I think, in two ways. One, if you can hang out with the Buddha, that's good. But short of that, we have this opportunity to be with enlightened qualities, our own, the mind's own beautiful awakened qualities. And it has a powerful effect on how the life unfolds if we learn to hang out with wholesome intentions, the beautiful qualities of mind. It changes everything. So just another couple minutes. appreciating what's wholesome and beautiful here and now in the mind and the heart. And noticing the immediate effect of this association with the lovely. Time, if you want to stretch out your legs, Leslie, could you turn the top two lights up a little bit more? Oh, thanks.